pleasure seeing you.
It is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Look at this guy. I'm loving this.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. As I was telling him before, when I saw on Twitter that he did this, I was like, I don't think he has a head shape that works for that. I was wrong. No, I'm happy to admit I am completely incorrect.
I like it. That looks good.
Thank you. I was nervous about it. I'll be honest. I wasn't planning on doing this until literally the second I sat in the chair at the barbershop.
What were you planning on doing? Just getting a normal trim?
Normal trim. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Shave it off.
Buzz it. Just buzz it down.
Buzz it down.
4 and a 1. Or, no, 4 and a 2.
Looks good.
4 and a 2?
Yep, on the buzzer. They go by numbers.
Yeah, but 1 is the shortest.
I know. That's why I did 4 and a 2.
Oh, the sides are 2 and the top is 4?
Yeah.
Never even heard of 4. I always thought it was 1, 2, and 3.
Nope. It goes all the way up to 6.
It's crazy pants.
I have super thin hair, so like...
And then they have 6 and... A 2 like on the... 4 and a half, a and 2 on the... And a quarter.
Yeah, 2 on the sides for me looks like a 1 for most people because my hair is so thin.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can tell that's definite, without a doubt, longer than a 1.
Yeah.
Mine is like a 1 right now where I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That looks like skin to me, but okay. Yeah.
Mine is also a 1, but I'm talking about my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
When I first got this done, obviously it's been a few days. My hair grows like ridiculously fast. When I first got it, it was the first time ever I could say I had more facial hair than I had hair on my head. It was really quite funny and looked really awful.
I'm pretty safe to say that.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty grizzled right now.
Yeah, it's going.
I kind of want to rub my hands through it. I got to be honest with you.
Go for it.
The grays are starting to come through. It's looking good.
Someone asked me if I would just ferment it, and I'm like, not in your life.
No, never. Don't do it.
I'm like, I'd end up on a no-fly list if this beard was like all black.
You look like Mike Woodson.
Yeah, I already look like a fucking Egyptian sultan or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
When they do the live-action Aladdin, you could definitely play the Sultan.
Yeah. You gotta let it gray up. My dad could play the Sultan big time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or Santa, Jerry Garcia, any of those. Any fat guy with a beard and gray hair, basically. Fits right in.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Not much.
This guy is really like taking me aback right now.
Yeah. It's weird to look at him.
Yeah, no.
And more weird than usual.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's some compliment. It is weird to look at him.
Yeah. It's weird to look in the mirror right now, I'll be honest. It's like I'm looking at a different person.
I dig it. I dig it.
I'm enjoying it.
What did Lisa think?
Lisa loves it.
Really?
Like, loves it. More than I thought she would.
Good.
Because it wasn't a planned thing. I didn't talk to her about it beforehand.
Okay.
And then I just went and did it. And, you know, whatever I came out with at the end was what it was.
I'm glad it didn't happen, but part of me kind of wishes that when you'd walk into the room, she'd just stand up and leave and not say anything, and you'd never hear from her again. She'd be like, well, that was one bad haircut.
Not even a text later, like, we're through.
All the shit.
She never spoke to you ever again.
All the shit that she puts up with by dating me, and it's my haircut. Yeah. That just destroys everything.
I have some standards, David.
But yeah, I was feeling confident. It was, you know, closing in on my birthday, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just do it. Midlife crisis.
Jesus.
It's a pretty early midlife crisis,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, well, you know.
Somebody's planning on dying soon.
Yeah.
Is shaving your head a midlife crisis? I feel like it's
more
like,
yes,
like a psychotic break.
No, for poor people.
Right?
No, I feel that's more of a psychotic break. You're right, yeah. It would be a midlife crisis if you started like selling your kidneys or turning into a serial killer and selling other people's kidneys so that you could afford plugs. That would be a midlife crisis.
Right, now, what if? How do you know I don't do that? I mean, I wouldn't air that on the podcast. But
I would hope you would.
You might as well. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead. Just say it.
No.
Your secret goes to the grave if you say it on a podcast that nobody listens to.
To be fair, though, as I texted you, we got fan mail. So
We did get fan mail.
We do have listeners.
Yeah, you know what? I was so happy to see that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it felt good.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's the best. He's really the best part of this whole thing. Between delivering fan mail and the theme song.
Yeah.
Honestly, everyone else that's listening, fuck you guys. I don't care if you listen anymore. We only need one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't leave us.
Please ignore Jeff. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Dave, cut him off.
All right.
Thanks.
Done.
Cough button.
Who's this person that we have?
I don't know.
Who is this?
We just walked in and
we've been ignoring someone in the room, and I feel like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know that person's name.
I'm not ignoring, just not used to somebody being here. It's fucking been, what, a month?
A month, yeah.
Good God.
I wasn't even sure whether or not to put the mic on over there or not. Like, I was like, what is that?
Yeah, when he did introductions, I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to keep staring at my iPad.
Good idea, Molly.
This would literally be an introduction because nobody knows who the fuck you are.
Now, what was your name?
Valerie.
Molly, got it. Mm-hmm, Molly, yeah. Uh-huh.
And... Well, I like Molly better than Chuck.
All right, Chuck. And what is it you do, Chuck? What do you do here?
I was your intern. But
okay.
Until recently.
What do you mean was?
Oh, I am back to being that, but I had a little hiatus.
All right.
You would get fired from a part-time job at a fucking grocery store faster than you can get fired from this job if you had missed that many shifts.
To be fair, we obviously aren't firing anybody for anything because Dave's still here. So.
Yeah, you know
and,
what?
And he did not pass the sexual harassment seminar, so.
No, I did not.
It depends on who you ask. Some might say he passed it with flying colors. Just depends on what day you catch Ed on. Is he feeling saucy that day or not, you know? Kind of depends on how it goes. So I have to ask, has anyone had the chicken McGriddle from McDonald's?
I haven't yet. I am saving myself.
For what?
Marriage.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Have you?
No, I don't do McDonald's.
Oh, not at all?
Yeah, not at all.
Ugh, I wish I could quit McDonald's.
Is there a chance that you would give this one a try for me and
sure,
let me know what
absolutely.
You think? Chicken McGriddle. It's $2.
It sounds amazing.
Absolutely.
It's $2.
Feel free to expense that, Dave.
Because okay. You like chicken and waffles.
I love chicken and waffles.
So.
But I have a very, very high standard for them.
I understand. But
so don't compare them to chicken waffles, please.
It's got similar flavor profile
okay.
to that, if you
okay.
will.
Whew, look at Bobby Flay over here okay. with his flavor profiles.
Yeah. Shit. Right, I'll be right back, all right?
Yeah. Different mouthfeel, but similar
oh,
profile.
Oh, mouthfeel is what I really go to the store for.
Yes,
so.
I know. I had to throw it out there. Ed hates that word. And I honestly, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
It's a terrible description for texture.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mouthfeel.
Ugh.
That word feels terrible in your mouth.
It has terrible mouthfeel, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shit.
Feels about as good as an unrequested dick in your mouth.
What would you know about an unrequested dick in your mouth?
Honestly, I can only assume, because that would feel horrible.
I've never met a dick you wouldn't request in your mouth, so.
Yeah, it's not because it's never been a dick. It's because every one of them has been A-OK to be there. So, so Val Trex, how
oh my God, have that's so funny.
You been?
I've been good. I had a little medical issue, so.
Oh, now I feel
now I feel
terrible for trying to fire you.
Oh man, you feeling all right now?
Yeah.
Well, I was dealing with our I was telling Ed, you're technically the human resource person, though, right?
Yeah, he's human resource.
Not for this fucking podcast. I'm not.
We need a doctor's note. You feeling better though?
Oh yes. I was diagnosed with something that I didn't realize I had for a while, so
cool.
That was kind of a kick in the vagina that was like, hey, take care of yourself, be healthy. So
That's the first time kicking the vagina has been used by a girl on this podcast.
Yes! Sure.
Woo! That, usually we're talking about Dave's theoretical vagina.
You should be specific that the medical issue did not revolve around a kick in the vagina.
Oh, no, it did not. No,
you're speaking metaphorically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very metaphorically.
Yeah. I don't want people out there assuming the worst.
Yeah.
Which one of those bastards kicked her in the vagina? The answer is Dave.
It's Dave.
It's always Dave.
Yeah, it's Dave. Sure. Producer slash vagina kicker.
It's a rough game of Rochambeau. I won, bitch.
So what else is, you know, what else is new? How are things going?
How many juggalos have you seen?
Zero, actually.
Your life is empty and meaningless.
But I did tell one of my coworkers about the Juggalo thing, and now it's spread throughout my entire store. So thanks, guys.
Well, just so you
know. Hold
on a second. Don't thank us, because for number one, you dated a fucking Juggalo. And number two, you opened your mouth about it.
And number three, you didn't even tell them to listen to the podcast where you discussed it, and we could have had more subscribers. That's rude.
Oh,
you
did tell them.
You
did?
All right, well, then never mind. You can keep your job.
Yay.
The job she shows up to once every 4 weeks. Good.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, well.
See, this is the tough part because Ed really makes all the personnel decisions.
Yeah, I know.
Around here.
Yeah.
And he's got a soft spot, man.
He does.
He's got a soft spot.
And we're not talking about his belly.
Well, that's another soft spot.
That's rude.
I could have went below the belt. I didn't.
Oh, believe me.
I stayed above water.
You technically stayed above the belt. Metaphorically went below.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't kick me in the vagina like you did to poor Molly over here. Well, but
which would you prefer?
I'd much prefer you kick her in the vagina again, honestly. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Speaking of above the belt, you're fucking dapper today. What's
I've been awake and working since 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow, that's
and so that requires a tie?
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
I was in an office building, so I need to do things.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Rough.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Oh, it was great. I did things and got paid for them, so
that's good.
And that's all we're gonna say about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That really leaves the window open. That really leaves the window open for some interpretation.
Well, no, it was fine. I mean, the problem was.
Oh no! I'm okay. Leave the window.
Oh no!
Open.
No! I'm going to tell you exactly what the problem was.
I mentioned
this. I am a giant whore. But people kept on asking me to do things like remember who they are, or pretend that I actually gave a shit about them.
Yeah.
Before I had any caffeine in me, and I was exhausted.
Mistake.
Something I learned very early on in my relationship with Ed.
What's your caffeine of choice?
Usually the very berry hibiscus at Starbucks, because I don't drink coffee.
What is that? What's a very berry hibiscus?
It's like fruit punch with caffeine in it.
Really?
It's a tea.
It's delicious.
It's tea?
It's not really tea.
I thought it was tea.
What the fuck is
it? It does not have tea in it.
What is it?
It's just fruit punch with caffeine in it. Did you not just hear me?
I did hear that, but like what is
it? I think she needs
the tea. The caffeine is white coffee bean extract, if that's what you're asking.
Glad she's back.
Adding her insight one sentence at a time.
It's a tea that's not a tea.
Hey, so let's talk about the fucking end of the world as we know it and this latest... this latest law that's been passed.
Oh, Jesus.
Which law is this? I don't know.
Are you talking about the selling your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
Yeah, I'm just double check. Because I just found out that passed like 10 minutes ago.
Wait, what is
this?
Did
you really?
Please inform me.
Shit, man. I thought your fucking spidey senses would be tangling all over the place.
I got to be honest with you. They were freaking out a little bit. I was feeling like there was a cloud of doom hanging over me. Remember the bill that was going through about how ISPs can sell your private browsing data?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Yeah. El Dorito Del Hato signed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's
well,
the thing.
That was assumed that was going to happen.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that.
Is that the one where he forgot to sign the thing he was supposed to sign in front of all the people?
No, that was hysterical. but that was not this, because that happened. This happened today, and that happened a
go
couple days ago.
Go into a room to sign something and then
guys,
forget to sign it?
These executive orders are going to be great. They're going to be wonderful. They're going to do a lot for people. Walks out.
But sir, you
As Pence chases after him like he runs away from dinner with a woman.
That's who chased after him? The vice fucking president?
Yeah.
There wasn't anyone else?
And here's the thing. He goes to the door, and picture this. He goes to the door to talk to Trump about, you didn't sign the shit you're here to sign. And Trump's kind of like, looked at him, kind of half shrugged, and turned around and walked away.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
They had to send somebody running after him. A fucking Secret Service guy couldn't just like talk into the sleeve of his coat like, can you fucking bring this guy back, please?
Fucking idiot.
Like, you sent this fucking idiot in here to sign stuff.
Toddler,
he's walking away.
Send Toddler 1 back into the room, please.
Send Boss Baby. He forgot to fucking sign.
Anyway, so what was – because, like, to me, it was already, like, if it got through Congress, he was too dumb to think about anything else.
Here's the thing about that. Apparently, the Donald Trump subreddit is going batshit over the idea of him signing this, going, well, if he does that, then I feel like I may have made a mistake with my vote. Because it's not supporting me and the people that put him in there.
Oh.
Like, that hasn't been, you know, obvious.
Well, it takes something different to shine that light in all the people's brains. You know, it's something different for everyone.
Maybe that was Trump's plan, though. Like, I feel like he doesn't want this fucking job.
No.
And he's like,
no.
And now can I do to show these people that I don't belong here?
And now...
Sending his son-in-law to Iraq is, you know, one thing he's doing.
Yeah, but people don't... I don't think people are, like, usually a fan of anyone in his family, so sending them to Iraq. Yeah. They're like, all right, go ahead. Send the fucking daughter, too. Who cares?
Send Eric and American Psycho over there. But no, I mean, it's just, this is him. You're right. I don't think he wants the job, and now he's just grabbing us by the metaphorical pussy, and this way we'll stop talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, man.
Back to the actual matter at hand, though, because I feel like this one affects a lot of people.
Yeah,
like,
it does. It does.
Like, people that use the internet.
A majority of them, yeah.
A lot
like
of them.
Like 99.999%.
Right. Like, you know, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make, like, for my mother and father, but, you know.
Or me, for that matter.
So, essentially, ISPs are able to take all of your browsing information and app data as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take that and basically do whatever they want with it.
Yep.
So what would worst case scenario? What would happen in like worst case scenario? So my data, you know, they want that, right? They take it and they do something with it. What is it? What do they do with it?
Sell it to advertisers. The problem really
is more ads.
You get more ads. People that are targeting ads at you will have more information. The problem really is, in my mind, not so much that they're collecting the data to sell it, that they're collecting the data at all, because as we've seen about 100,000 times in the past few years, when data is collected, data gets out.
Correct.
And that's how people's identities get stolen or Jennifer Lawrence's nudes get online.
So what you're saying is it's not all bad.
Yeah. That's a huge silver lining.
Those are the two things that he picked, identity theft and Jennifer Lawrence nude. Like, the thing that I want least and most to happen to me.
I just wanted to give you guys a little...
I mean, it's a full spectrum.
Yeah. It's fair and balanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. Unlike some news channels, right. I like to give both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I mean, isn't all of the data is already all collected?
Correct, yeah.
It's just collected, but it's... more anonymized.
Okay.
And they can't sell it and like keep it. So like they'll know for 30 days where you went because there's, you know, laws that they have to comply with.
Yeah.
After that, it's supposed to be purged. I think it's 30 days. I'm not a lawyer. Go pay a lawyer to give you actual advice instead of a podcast.
That's a good point.
Great advice, by the way.
That's a good point.
And so now they'll just be able to collect it forever. And who knows what they're going to do with it. And I mean, it's they're all swearing up and down that they're not going to do anything that you're not going to like. But the problem is that they don't consider browsing history to be secure personal information. They consider that to just be loosey-goosey, whatever you want.
Right. So, I mean, what is the danger of somebody finding out just how much transportation porn Dave watches?
Yeah. Like,
well, for Dave, the problem is that if Amtrak finds out how much porn he likes to watch of trains, he's going to not be allowed on trains anymore.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then how is he going to come?
Yeah, that's a good point. Amtrak does not want Dave just jerking off on trains.
Or planes.
Or automobiles. It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
When I move up in life, you know, I'll get up to planes.
So everyone is saying that the answer to this is to go with a VPN.
Yes.
Are they correct?
Yes. For the most part.
Okay.
I mean, there are varying degrees of good VPNs and bad VPNs, and there are VPNs that also log your data versus VPNs that don't log your data.
Okay, well, so that's good to know.
That's the thing you need to look into before you use them. And then if you do use them, if they have like a trial, there are websites you can go to make sure that they're not leaking your information accidentally because it's not a well-designed program.
What is your third favorite VPN?
My third favorite VPN?
Third favorite.
My third favorite is NordVPN.
Okay.
Second favorite is private.
No. Don't give second and first because I don't want these motherfuckers all bogging down the VPNs that I want to use.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
NordVPN?
NordVPN, yeah.
Okay.
That's smart.
And yeah, see?
Great tactic.
That was really good. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, because I know what one and two are, but I don't want anybody else to know.
Okay.
So,
that's fine.
Tweet at us if you want to find out. Or write a review for our podcast.
Yeah, go put a review on iTunes.
Rate us.
And then we'll say something.
Five-star review, and we will tell you what VPNs you really should use.
Right. I like it.
Anything else? NordVPN will do you just fine. Do they collect data, Nord?
As far as I know, no.
Okay. As far as he knows.
Mm-hmm.
As far as he knows, folks.
Now, do we know the companies that are collecting this data? Like, are these like big companies that everyone knows, or are they like these weird subsidiaries of companies that we don't really know?
What do you mean?
Can't trust.
The ISPs?
Yeah, like the people that are, like, who are they?
Verizon.
Okay, yeah. So it's companies that we know. And yeah. Supposedly trust, but don't really trust.
Earthlink? Yeah.
Definitely CompuServe. Juno. Don't forget Juno's internet access.
What was the other one? No, Netscape.
Mm-hmm. Netscape
Was really just
a browser,
though, right?
Yeah. That was the backbone for like Prodigy and AOL.
That's the one. Prodigy is the one that I was thinking of. Damn. Prodigy was the first...
NordVPN has a no-logging policy. I was right. So.
Perfect. Now, do numbers 1 and 2 have a no-logging policy?
Absolutely.
I thought so. So, anyway.
So, how can we trust them not to log it? I know they have policies. I mean, the other companies are saying that they're not going to do it. So,
okay,
why can't we trust them and
the
not?
The difference is their money is made on them not doing it.
Yeah. Their customer base... are the people that don't want you to know.
Right.
Now, what about using, if you're not up to that level of getting a VPN and activating a VPN, because I'm sure that there's a lot of folks out there that this is just fucking beyond their grasp. I heard that the Opera browser has a built-in VPN.
It does. I'm not a huge fan of the Opera browser.
Understood.
But yes, it does have that. That's certainly better than using like Microsoft Edge or God forbid Internet Explorer.
Anything is. What about like Google's what the hell is that? Incognito or Safari's private browsing. That doesn't do anything except not store it locally.
Right. So where you're going is still seen by the ISP.
Right.
It's not math. It's just not caching anything on the computer.
On the computer itself.
So Dave can go look at all of his transportation porn. No problem.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Your parents won't accidentally stumble across, you know.
It's very important to me.
Run a train on a train.com.
I mean, that's a great idea.
Listen, it's not mine. I think Ed is the one that found that last time.
Yeah. I got you.
So I got to give credit where credit's due.
I appreciate that.
So, all right. So, basically, to summarize this.
Yeah.
They have your fucking data, people.
Yeah, they do.
Get smart. Go with Nord or number four, number five. You, give me four and five.
I don't even have four and five.
No?
I've got top three.
Go with somebody else. Go with another VPN. Don't go with numbers one and two. Or give us a five-star review, and we will tell you what numbers one and two are. But get a VPN. Get smart. If not, at least use the Opera browser. Or if you want your internet to be slow as shit, use Tor.
Yeah. That's a whole other...
But Tor is like fucking... If you can't do a VPN, you're not doing
Tor. You're not doing Tor. No.
Tor is like you want to buy... Like, if you want to buy...
Babies.
You
want to buy babies online.
You need an Eskimo baby right now, you go on Tor. It'll be delivered to your house. I think they have them prime.
How do you spell Tor?
T-O-R. Oh,
thanks.
No problem.
Writing it down.
Yeah, just in case. Tor for all your Eskimo baby needs.
There's nothing that Dave needs more than an Eskimo baby.
It's true.
Oh, hello.
Are you singing about Eskimo babies?
I just thought it was funny.
Okay.
Fun to say.
All right. Well, there's that.
So I know we're jumping around here, but I'm really trying to stick to the nearly. You brought up Mike Pence.
I did. Whew, that fella.
So I know people, you know, I know people complain about Trump and it's because he deserves it. But I think people underestimate just how fucking awful Mike Pence would be.
Oh, yeah. No, believe me, I'm not sitting here thinking that he'd be any better.
Right.
The only bar that he clears that Trump does not is that I don't think he'd start a nuclear war because he read something on Breitbart. About Kim Jong-un insulting the size of his dick.
I also look at it as if Trump goes away and now it's Pence. I feel like for the most part it would be a lame duck presidency, more so than it is now. Even more so. I trust that nothing would get done. Whereas Trump is so motivated to get things done, I feel like a few things are going to slip through the cracks.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
A broken clock is right at least twice a day.
Correct.
If not three times a day, if it's one of those jump ahead, spring back things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you start traveling with it.
Right. True.
Time zones.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down a wormhole. We don't want to.
Very astute. Yeah.
If we go down a wormhole with that clock, it'll actually be right constantly.
It could be right whenever. You could go to a parallel universe where that clock is right all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know?
As they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
They do say that.
Mm-hmm. That's in regards to drinking, though.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. All that matters is it's a true statement.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the fucking second banana in this fucking asshole split that we have in this country. What the fuck is Mike Pence? Like,
all right. First of all, he is a Cabbage Patch Kid who grew up bitter. If you look at his face, that's all he is.
That's good. He's borderline garbage pail kid. That's exactly what the fuck he looks like.
Yep.
Wow, I never thought of that.
As opposed to Paul Ryan, who looks like an angry elf on the shelf, and Jeff Sessions, who looks like the baby Muppet that was in the band. I can't remember their names, but it's a thing. Oh, God, I can't hear anything. There we go. Whew. Sorry.
Ed went deaf temporarily, folks.
Thank God I still have health care.
For now.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. So you heard about his thing over the weekend about how it came out that he will not have dinner with another woman unless if his wife is there, and that he won't go to an event that has alcohol at it unless if his wife is there, because apparently he's so virile, I guess, that he's just going to go and bone everything that he can find unless if his wife is there to keep him in check.
That is, I was going to go to one of his rallies. I didn't want to get pregnant. I didn't know if his wife would be there or not. That's an idiotic statement.
Yeah.
Who did he say that to?
What provoked him to say this?
You know what? It doesn't even matter who he said
it. I'm curious, though.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, he's the vice president of the United States. He's the fucking assistant store manager of the United States of America, and this motherfucker is making statements like, I'm not going to drink alcohol. I'm not going to go to a party with alcohol and my wife is there, you know, because God forbid some of my sperm gets out into the ether and get someone pregnant. What a fucking dummy. What a dummy. Why is he like this?
I don't know. Now, I have to be fair to him, and I think I mentioned this on Twitter. I also don't go out without my romantic partner being there.
Either. Yeah, but that's because...
It's hard to chop off your hand. There's no bone saw that I can order off of Amazon, and it gets really distracting.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. And if you did, one of those prosthetics just doesn't have the same grip. You're right. You're right.
It's you one way to get the whole stranger vibe going on, but
yeah
that's
yeah. But true. I don't have a thing about getting hand jobs from robots, so it's really not not hand jobs from robots.
I feel like it's a don't knock it until you try it.
It would depend on the robot.
Mm-hmm. It's you.
It's you though. Yeah,
your hand is the robot. Yeah.
Nah, I feel like it wouldn't have the appropriate grip. Now, if it's an actual like a you know real robot, maybe. But
real
I feel,
robot.
But I feel like it would. Grasp too hard and rip something off.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want a fucking software update in the middle of something. That bad boy just clamps down.
It's more like a hardware downgrade. If you know what I'm talking about. Heyo.
Oh man! But then you can get a prosthetic one of those, and you know what? That's always an upgrade.
That's true. Wow, I can see it now. That's impressive.
He is going for the throat on you today.
It's the lack of hair. He's just mad that of the group that's not Molly, I have the most hair. So he's just bitter. It's fine.
I feel like fucking last week you're still. I feel that hasn't changed.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
Nobody's freed himself.
Basically, he just has less hat today.
Yeah, I have 99% hat, less hat. 99% less hat.
But what's there to be bitter about?
I don't know.
I'm feeling compliments. Good.
Even his lovely lady said it's a fucking upgrade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Licked his head.
Quite literally.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you're not going to go back and edit that line out? You sure about that? That's fine. No. This guy is a fucking maverick.
Yeah. Feeling good today.
I can't talk about Mike Pence anymore.
No, why not?
We have to move on. I'm not even going to bother thinking of some sort of transition. I'm letting everybody know we are not talking about Mike Pence anymore. He is too fucking out of this world. Looney Tunes.
Mm.
I'd rather talk about the people that believe there's an alien base in Antarctica than
Wait, is
Mike
that a
Pence.
Thing now? Mm. Really? Doesn't even make sense.
Anonymous released something. It's weird. They always say about that Anonymous releases stuff, yet you never see anything that Anonymous releases.
Yeah.
And it's all from Anonymous. I don't know.
Yeah.
I happen to love the things that they do, like the group that Anonymous
is.
I love the things that they do. I feel like now people are using them as like the fucking scapegoat for conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You know? Which I'm sure won't go. I'm sure isn't going to go very far, considering who Anonymous is. Like they're going to get sick of that shit and just shut everybody's shit. You know,
yeah.
Just shut everybody down.
They're going to unplug the router that keeps the entire internet active.
I wonder what they're going to do with this whole, browsing history thing.
I don't know.
I challenge Anonymous to pull a Fight Club. Pull a Fight Club when they destroy the building with all the credit card records. Pull a Fight Club and wipe out everyone's internet browsing history for them. Fucking hook us up, man. Hook us up, Anonymous. Free plug for Anonymous, by the way.
Dear Anonymous, if you didn't like that, please don't take it out on the rest of us on this podcast. Dave has things to hide.
No.
It's true.
There's nothing not to like on there, fellas, ladies, gentlemen. Fucking, I have no idea. Anonymous could be one person for all I know.
Could be.
I know nothing about
it. It could be
them.
Miss Irene Johnson of Sioux City, Iowa. You don't know.
Irene. Irene, this is Jeff. Don't listen to anybody else. Irene, don't fuck with my internet. That was Ed's fault. He dimed you out.
Sorry, Irene.
All right. So you know what
I don't.
I'm jonesing for some news.
Are you?
A little bit.
Is that why you're shaking a little bit? I can see it in your hands. You're just like scratching and stuff. I thought it was that you didn't have any meth today.
That is a common problem these days.
I think I tasted eggs and cinnamon. What do you have anything for me?
I mean, I have a personal news story.
Honestly, that's fine with me.
I have a very personal news story.
It takes us away from
a very personal news story. That sounds sad. Is it sad?
No. Joyous.
Oh, well, fucking hit me.
It's a joyous news story.
Hit me.
It was really weighing on me last week that you were kind of disappointed in my my trip to Philly.
I was not. I was disappointed in one piece.
Well,
I love. First of all, let's set the record straight. Number one, kudos for going to Philly. Number two, kudos for being a good enough friend to call Ed and make him drive you to Philly. That's genius. but the third. Oh, and then for getting him drunk and letting him drive home back to New York while you stayed in Jersey. I wasn't drunk.
I know. Dad and mom.
He was drunk. Irene.
Irene knows what's up.
Irene, take those videos of him. Send them to his parents. Here's the part that let me down a little bit. You have not gotten cheesesteaks since like high school or
middle
possibly
school.
Before. All right. Let's say a decade and a half at this point. And you fucking got one. You got
Correct.
One. Yes. And you didn't even get Cheese Whiz on it.
No, I got provolone. Right. Because that's what I like.
I know, which is a whole nother story. But that's the part that bothers me.
Okay. And I understood that.
Okay.
So right. I tried to make up for my sins.
Okay.
So today I decided my family had steak the other night. It was delicious. A few people couldn't make it to dinner. That we're supposed to, so we had a good amount left over.
Excellent. I like
so I decided
going.
I'm going to make Philly cheesesteaks.
Hold on a second. What kind of steak was it?
Sirloin.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know why I asked that because I don't know what kind of steak is in Philly cheesesteaks. Valtrex, if you wouldn't mind maybe looking that up for us.
I really like that name.
That's going to stay now. I got to be honest with you.
I think we've settled on her name.
Yep. Congratulations. You are now born Valtrex.
Welcome back, Trexie. All right. So,
when we're all stabbed later, you'll
is
know.
Is Valtrex the herpes medicine?
Yes, it is.
Is that what it is? Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry about that.
When I was in high school, Valtrex like had just came out or was like promoting a lot. So my Juggalo ex-boyfriend started that nickname for me. And
never mind.
Yep. Canceled. Done. Done. Good day.
Back to Molly. Off.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard now.
In fairness, I thought it was a boner pill. I forgot that it was the herpes medicine.
I feel like you're going to have to take that sexual harassment seminar again.
No, I think I'm pretty good at sexual harassment. Okay. I think I'm all set. I don't know if I need any more training.
All right.
So we have sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover
sirloin. So I was like, all right, I'm going for it. So bought some long heroes.
Okay.
I bought some provolone because that's what I like. I like provolone.
All right, listen,
and I'm not going to change that. I'm not fixing that.
That's fair.
I had onions, so I was ready to go with that. I'm not a big fan of mushrooms because, you know what? I don't eat dirt anymore.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what to say to that. So what'd you do? You sauteed up the onions.
Threw the steak. Chopped the steak up, and then threw that into the cast iron skillet.
Wow!
And threw the provolone onto the bread. Put extra cheese.
That's okay. Good.
Put extra cheese.
Bonus points.
Now, my good friend Ed over here told me because I showed him a picture of the sandwich. He said, "I'm disappointed that you didn't put the cheese on top." Also, now
I would have done it as a cocoon. Of
now
cheese.
my reasoning.
Okay.
My reasoning was I wasn't wrapping this up. Right, it was just going right to the right into my mouth. Essentially, let's be honest here. The meat was going right in, direct frying pan to mouth.
Okay.
That's really
Dave
what was
has
going
never
on.
Hesitated in putting the meat in his mouth. So
correct. So
it was unfair of me to expect otherwise.
So the best chance of that cheese melting.
And he doesn't wrap it up.
No, never.
We can't leave that one hanging out there. Sorry, no, Dave.
Never wrap it up. So the best chance for the cheese to melt was on the bottom. On the bread and then on the meat on top. And that's why I didn't put it on the cheese.
Which I agree with your logic.
Yep. So I have a picture of the sandwich, and I had two of them.
Wow, that looks good. That looks like a damn good sandwich.
It was delicious.
How big is that roll?
I would say it was close to 12 inches. I didn't measure it, obviously.
All right.
But it was definitely close to 12 inches.
Yeah, don't ever measure it. It always
it's always disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just say 12 inches and hope.
Good work.
So I had two of them, and now I'm going to make Ed angry.
Right now.
I'm going to make Ed angry.
Angrier?
Angry.
Angrier.
He's already angry.
I already hate you, Dave.
And I've been pretty rough to Ed. I think this is
and not even in the fun way.
No, this is going to be fun though for me.
not even in the fun way.
No, not even in the fun.
I like Ed's left like a whole bunch of like open ended kind of use your imagination filling the blanks out there today.
I like
good
it.
Work.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
So I told Ed this earlier, and his face turned red, and steam started coming out of his ears
more so than usual.
It was better than Jim's.
So let's talk about the cocoon of cheese, because I'm going to pretend that didn't just fucking happen.
It was better than Jim's.
It's sliced ribeye.
Okay.
It was definitely better than Jim's.
That's not true.
It was definitely better than Jim's.
It's not. There's no fucking way.
Jim's was dry. That was my problem. Jim's was dry, comparatively.
There's two things out there that we need to, that I would like to talk about. The first is this cheese cocoon.
Yeah.
Walk me through.
It's a great idea.
How would you make that cheese cocoon?
I'll tell you exactly how to make that cheese cocoon. First of all, you got to make sure you're layering your cheese properly so you know.
Correct. You don't get cradle seepage.
You don't want seepage. And you want overlap. You want gooey surprises in the middle.
So wait. So you slice the bread.
Of course.
You slice the bread, open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you lay cheese across the top and the bottom?
No. You start with just the bottom.
Okay.
Then you throw
your meat on.
Yep. Always throw your meat on.
Then put cheese on top.
Additional cheese. Yep.
And melt it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A cheese chrysalis.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
Yeah. I feel like that is where my innovation in the world of cheese steaks.
And you're right. And you're absolutely right. That is what he should have done. He should also have never fucking blasphemed Jim's like that. That was a mistake.
No, I stick to it. I stick to it.
And I would like to address the Cheese Whiz thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Please do.
I don't knock provolone as a cheese. Provolone is delicious. Provolone on Philly cheesesteaks are delicious.
Truth.
The reason I say you should get Cheese Whiz is because it's a very unique flavor. It's kind of I won't say necessarily that it's the original, but I certainly think it's the most famous of the varieties of cheesesteak. And it's one of those things that you, like, have to try. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You don't like Budweiser, but you fly to St. Louis, you fucking go to that brewery, and you have a Budweiser. That's what you're there for. What the fuck else is there in St. Louis besides, you know, the Nelly version of Graceland? But you go and you try it. Why? Because you're there. That's what you do. So I'm not saying that you need to get the Cheese Whiz one every time, but if you would. For me, next time you go, get a Cheese Whiz one and split it between the two of you, just to try it.
I've had it.
I love it.
Yeah, but like,
don't look at me like I'm a cheesesteak novice,
I'm asking you to like help him through.
I'm not helping him with shit anymore.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah. After today.
Yeah, you're on your own. I'm actually hurt. I'm heartbroken that he said that. Like, yeah, your cheesesteak looked delicious, but come on.
My problem with Jim's was just that it was dry.
Don't insult the people I love.
It was dry.
Say what you will about my wife. You do not insult Jim's.
You don't say anything about Jim's steak.
It was a little dry, comparatively.
You know what?
It was dry.
This episode's over.